Okay, this is it.
After a year plus of learning, we are up to Perek Lamed Aleph, and this is the culmination of everything. Ume'et, Churban Beis Kodshenu, Galu Habani Mi'al Shulchan Aviyem. From the time of the Churban, the Jewish people were sent away from their father's home, as it were, their father's table, Eretz Yisrael. Shechinas Kvodo Yisbarach Ozla, Umet Racha Kavyachol V'lo Targia. The Shechina, as it were, was also sent into Galus, and it is not settled, it is not soothed. The Ein Shiur Rak HaTorah Hazos. The only thing that we have left, and I guess it sounds like maybe also gives certain kind of comfort to the Shechina, it's not, you know, the Shechina is not settled, it's kind of, you know, in transit, it's also in Galus. And the only thing we have to sort of be hold on to that we can be consistent with is the Torah. Kishi Yisrael, Am HaKodesh, Mitzav Tzafim, Uma Hagim, Karaui. When you're welcome to join us, but you can share with the Binyamin, or you have your own. Oh, good. Anyway, when the Jewish people are, you know, talking in and thinking about learning, so then they themselves become a kind of mikdash ma'at. L'hachin osa ul sa'ada v'shora imahem. They're, so to speak, nourishing the neshama, nourishing the shechina, which is settling, so to speak, or embodied within them. He's speaking very poetically here as he concludes the whole Sefer, that the Shechina is not only embodied in them, but so to speak, is, you know, spreading out its wings and, so to speak, encompassing them. And this somehow gives a little bit of a rest to the Shechina. So it's really an interesting angle that we don't usually think of. In other words, we think of the fact that because, you know, this idea of Ein Lano Rakat Hashiur HaTorah Hazot, that, you know, now that there's no Karban, now there's no Avodah Beit HaMikdash, etc., all, you know, the only way we can get close to Hashem is through learning. True enough. But he's clearly saying that, but he's also saying that there's something, you know, cosmic and metaphysical that happened to the Shechina when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Shechina itself now is lost, as you were, doesn't have a home. And if you can learn, when we learn Torah, so when it says that we're creating, that every person becomes a Mikdash Ma'at, you know, B'Shachanti B'Tocham Lo B'Tocha, that Hashem, you know, comes into each and every person. So again, I think we are ragil, and I think correctly so, to think of that in terms of what it means for us. But he's adding something very powerful, is that we're also giving some respite to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in some watered-down version, but now there is a Beis HaMikdash in this, in the land, you know, in the world, because we are turning ourselves into Beis HaMikdash. Now it's good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama can so to speak, rest a little bit. Amram Zal, as the Gemara says, I'm getting a brachos. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo'olomo Eladad Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. Now there, that's a very, very well-known phrase, of course, more well-known than the previous ones he was quoting, but again, so there, yes, it's fair enough. That is clearly talking about what, from God's perspective, from the Torah's perspective. But the truth of the matter is, for the 100, 200, 300 times I've learned or even quoted that line, I don't know if I ever really thought about what it means. What does that mean, that, you know, Hashem only has a dalat amos halacha? So if I think about it more carefully, I assume that what I subconsciously always thought was, from our vantage point, and even though, again, it really is written from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Lo Ella. What does that mean, he doesn't have it? I mean, I think I thought it meant that, you know, the only way we can connect to him is, you know, which is totally a mistranslation of it. So Rav, again, I don't think it's not true, but I think Rav Chaim Volozhiner is pointing out that, you know, we could take that, you know, in a certain more literal sense. You know, we spoke last time, the famous Chakira of seriously versus literally. Maybe it was at a different shir that I gave. I can't remember. But more recently, I mentioned that I was here. Was that our last shir? Right, the Chakira made famous by the television analysts of Donald Trump. Do we take it literally or seriously? Or both? So the politics is irrelevant to me and uninteresting, but the Chakira is very interesting. So in this case, we would have taken, we hope that we took it seriously, but Rav Lozner is taking it also literally. That it's not only in the person that Hashem resides, so to speak, and that, what does that do for you? Wow, that's amazing. But it's also something that we're giving, so to speak, to Hashem. Very interesting. V'amru shamod. Minayin shafilu echad sheyoshev osek b'torah. Sheshina shuria imo. Again, these are all things that we're familiar with. But again, is it just me that I always thought of it from the anthropocentric perspective? Just from, you know, from my perspective? I never thought of it from what it, you know, does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's, you know, going with it. Says yet another Ma'amir Chazal. This we know. This is Pirkei Avot. You know, when people are osek b'torah, the Shechina is there. Shenemar b'chamakom asher askir, etc. Or another Ma'amir Chazal that makes this point from Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei Perchet says, "Ki motzei matzah chayim." So why the double language, so to speak, finding life? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Kamishu Matsui Midevei Torah, Afani Matsui Lo B'chomakom. You know, if Torah is present, if you possess Torah, then so to speak, you have Hashem. Hashem is present. You possess Hashem as well, no matter where you are. Kachamar kol motzi matza chayim. That's the double language. If you're motze the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is in you as well. And again, it's powerful, empowering, inspiring to think about that, what that would mean to the person. But it's also, in a certain way, very uplifting and mechazek when you think about what you can do for, so to speak, for Hashem. That's a new angle, at least for me. Uba Zohar, in Parshas Balak, it says, Ki tatsur el ha'ir, lo tashchit etza, right? If you besiege a city, that's actually the original context of the halacha of Bal Tashchis. It wasn't, as your mom said, you threw away half of your dinner and you didn't, eat all your food, Bal Tashchis. So the original context is when you're besieging, you're allowed to do all sorts of things to damage them, but you're not supposed to, your enemy, you're not supposed to cut down the fruit tree. So says the Zohar commenting on this, Da Talmud Chacham. Obviously on a deeper metaphoric, spiritual level, this refers to Talmud Chacham, who is kind of like the tree, the source of life. Talmud Chacham, Ihu Ilana Dechai, he is the tree of life. And what's the continuation of the pasuk? Why are you not supposed to destroy the fruit tree? Ki mimeno tochal. It's from this you eat. So asks the Zohar, b'chihahu mechabla achol minei? Not exactly sure what... you do eat from a tree, so why does that bother the Zohar so much? It seems to think that it's referring to some kind of a hard rock. Like a mechabla is like a hard rock. I'm not sure I understand this particular... nuance in the Zohar. Let's just continue. Maybe it'll be more clear. I'm not sure. La elakimi menu tochal ahu tinra takifa. This hard tinra is a rock. Takifa is hard. Ahu ahi dechal ruchin takifin kadishin nafkin mina. Everything comes from it. Again, I thought we were talking about fruit trees, and that was the mashal. So I'm not sure why, unless he means the tree itself versus the fruit. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe I missed that before. Like, you don't eat from the tree, you eat from the fruit of the tree. So why is it saying you eat from the tree? So the answer is no, the tree is the source of it. Similarly, the Talmud Chacham is going to be the source of things. Teles hana b'teivusa, l'roach kadusha b'hai alma ela oraisa. So just like the tree is the source, I guess, that gives birth to the fruit, and that's really what the pasuk means, so too, the Talmud Chacham, the one who possesses Torah, that is the person, that is the thing that brings ha'anasa b'teivusa to this world. Because the only way to have those good things in the world is through Torah. The who zakah kav yachol ihu mefarnes la. It's so to speak, this tzaddik, this zakah, this tzaddik, as it were, who is being mefarnes, so to speak, supporting, if you will, and giving life to the Torah. Yohiv la mezona b'hai alma is bringing the goodness to the world. Yasser mikol karbon and dalman, more than any other thing, more than any other karbon. Umiyomot ischar beis mikdasha, and when the beis mikdash was destroyed from that day onward, batlu karbonin, all karbonos were destroyed. Leslay Kadusha Brichu Ela Inun Milan Daraisa. The only thing that was left and remnant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world after the Beis Mikdash was destroyed were the words of Torah. Raisa is Chadasha Bepume, and the Torah that becomes Nischadesh and the people who study it. Begin Kaf, and therefore based on this we say, metaphorically, Kimimenu Tochal. From it, from the Torah you eat. From the people who study Torah, from it you eat. Les Mazona Bahai Alma Elamimenu. And there is no, so to speak, food or sustenance in the world but it. Similarly, a different pasuk, which refers to the human being, Adam is like the Eitz HaSadah, is compared to the tree of the field. Dikri Adam, the Ishmoda, Ale, Tata, Eitz Sada, Ilana, Ravava, Takif, Tahu, Sada, etc. The Samach Ale, Ilan, Ishtamuda, Lahai, Sada, Tadir. Again, making the same point that the human being is compared to speak to the tree in the sense that it has the human being has the potential to bring fruit, so to speak, to bring bracha, to bring sustenance to the world. How does the human being do that? By learning Torah. So we see here, once again, this idea that there was a pathway that was alternate. I assume you could have studied Torah in time of the Beis Mikdash too, but there was an alternate, parallel pathway to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of the Beis Mikdash. Once the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, though, Ein Lano was a Shira Zos. Then there is no way for us to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have a home, as it were, in the world, except for through the study of Torah. This is the inner meaning when it says in the Gemara in Tainis, the pasuk we just quoted, right now, again, the context there is trying to find an appropriate teacher. But the deeper, additional layer of meaning is again that he takes this not just seriously but literally. That it is the basis of, and again, it's hard to know exactly. This could be seen very reductionist, as if there's nothing else that matters in the world. And we know that that's not true, not only because it would be kind of horrifying to think that, since there's also other mitzvos, but just as an FYI, since we're about to finish the Sefer, in the Hagdamah of the Sefer, his son very famously writes, very famously, at the end of the Hagdamah, his son writes, this is literally the... I take it back. It's not the end of the Hagdama. Sorry, it's in the middle of the Hagdama. But still. Hayaragyu lochiachosi. So this is the... Can you imagine writing this for all eternity? His son writes that my father used to give me mussar a lot. On what? Sheineni mishtatef betzara dacharini. That I'm not enough caring about other people and feeling other people's pain. V'kohaya devara elai tamid. This is what he used to say to me all the time. Shezek kol ha'adam. What is the essence of human being, right? That lo la'atzmo nivra. To help other people. That's the essence of a person. So Chaim Voloshiner wasn't a guy who, felt you should ignore the cry of the baby, so to speak. Right? As he felt it. Now, it could be, what's the kasav ashlishi? The kasav ashlishi is the greatest favor you could do for somebody is teach them Torah. Right? Now you're a Baal Chesed, and you're a Baal Chesed in Torah. Okay, that, I don't think you need a Chaim Voloshiner to say that. Other people might have said that, but if it's beautifully with this, but my point is just that he is, as we have seen, probably the most consistent pattern, to me at least, almost methodologically, of the whole Shaar Dalet, is he has this incredible bekiyus, and he has this very extreme view. I don't mean that pejorative chas v'shalom, or even as a judgment. I think it's just as a fact. He takes a very extreme view about the importance of Torah. And given that, he really sees, we've seen this before, that he really believes that, not just in a metaphoric sense, he believes literally that it is the engine, the battery that's holding up the world, right? He said previously, explicitly, one of the earlier prakim, if we would stop learning, the whole world would explode. So, once you've said that, this is not such a big deal. It's just, coming from different koros, different angle, different perspective. But again, this is the hana. This is the goodness. This is everything that is brought to the world. All comes from Torah. Okay, let's do one more Zohar. In Vayishlach, Heich it takaf barnash be kedusha brichu. How will a person strengthen, so to speak, his connection to Hashem? Yatkif baraisa, study Torah. Come on, itatek baraisa, itatek bi'lana dechai. Because if you're studying Torah, you're so to speak, you're holding on to the tree of life. Havyachol yohav tukufo la knesset Yisrael it kapah. And as it were, you are giving strength to the Jewish people and making them stronger. Okay, just for the sake of time, let's just skip the rest of the Zohar. I don't know if it's so important anyway, and let's skip to the last two or three paragraphs. So now we just have Rav Chaim Voloshiner. I think that was it. We say bye bye Zohar. We saw more Zohars learning Shaar Dalet than we have probably in our entire life. But says maybe that's wrong. Maybe we should see more Zohar. I don't know. But I'll leave that to you to decide. But for myself, I haven't seen that many Zohars in one place other than Shaar Dalet. But Ube Esek HaTorah, he says, Osek Kavyachol Dirolo Yisparach HaTachtonim Lishkon Kavod Ba'aretz Yisparach Shemo. And again, here this is confirming and validating my instinct for the previous page, that the real chiddush of this chapter is not so much what learning Torah does to you, but what you're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving him, so to speak, a Dira B'Tachtonim, as the phrase is sometimes used. Ukamamram, as it says in Shmos Rabbah, Ad Shalom Natna Torah Yisrael Umosh Allah Elohim. Right, until the Torah was given, we had to go up into, so to speak, the nether world. Moshe had to go up into the mountain, and it was, a way of saying basically leaving the bonds of this, the surly bonds, as Ronald Reagan once famously said when the Challenger exploded, of this world, the surly bonds of earth, to go up above, into the clouds, into the Shemayim. But once the Torah was given, Mishnit the Torah, Amal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Osle Mikdash Hashanti B'socham. That's so we give Hashem, so to speak, a home. So that was when there was a base of Mikdash. But now there's a Torah, so the Torah takes its place. V'dai dibidiv areinu eila lamaskil, v'shem v'tochem yira v'yavin darko b'kodesh v'yochaz sedek darko. So if you really thought about, intelligently and taken to heart everything that I'm saying, so you will realize that this is the way. You have to stand on Mashmaras HaKodesh. You have to, we have to man a post. you're doing shmirah, so to speak. We have to man a post. We have to take up our post and be osek in Torah on our behalf, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behalf, and on Hashem's behalf, which is maybe part of the Chiddush. Kol yamim asher huchai, throughout our life, lios os bara, we should be revulsed by the bad in the world, ubachor batov, and choose the good. Lo ulekol abrios v'halamos kulam lasos nachas ruach liyotzro uboro yisbach. Right, and not only us, but every part of the human, every part of the galaxy, we are doing good for it, and all of everybody, everything has to do this for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. He concludes, Yiratzom milafanov yisbarach shemo shiyiftach libeno b'taraso. Hashem should open up our hearts to the Torah of Yasim libeno avos of yiraso. Yushlam, Kavanasa, Brias, Olamo, his ultimate purpose should be realized. Shiutan, Olam, Bamalcha, Shakai, Vieda, Kalpul, everyone should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Viakablu, Kulam, Omachal, Yisbarach, Kiratzon, Halyon, Yisbarach, Via Hashem, Echad, Ushimo, Echad, Amen, Yehi, Ratzon, Tam, Ben Ishlam, and the date is 5584, right? What is this? Isn't this now 5784? So it's exactly 200 years ago. I don't think I realized that this is 200 years ago the Sefer was written. Okay, so Yishar Koyach, Tam Ben Ishlam, and again, these final words, this Yehi Ratzon, is certainly one which is poignant in light of current events.